Bill Veeck, who used to own the Chicago White Sox, used to caution people that nobody buys a ticket to see an owner. That's not true in Dallas this year, where internet mogul Mark Cuban owns the NBA Mavericks, his dream team. Mr. Cuban's money and attention have helped transform the historically struggling Mavericks into one of the league's more promising teams. At the same time, his courtside antics have drawn record fines from the league's commissioner. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has this profile.
Imagine you're a boy growing up in Pittsburgh in the 1960s and 70s. Your home life is nothing fancy. Your father upholsters cars for a living. The thing that gives you your greatest pleasure is playing basketball. And although you practice and play all the time, eventually your genetics betray you. You never become 6 feet, 4 inches of grace and speed. You stay a short, tubby guy with Coke bottle glasses. That was Mark Cuban.
I was the chunky little kid that was athletic enough to play, but as I grew older, I stayed a little bit chunky and everybody else kind of grew up. I tried out for my high school team, basketball team, got cut 2 years in a row.
It was their love of basketball that led Mark Cuban and his business partner Todd Wagner to their billions. They were buddies at Indiana University and moved to Dallas, they say, for the weather and the women. But one thing you could not do in Dallas in 1995 was listen to Indiana basketball games on the radio. Cuban says Wagner called him with an idea disguised as a complaint.
There's got to be a way to listen to Indiana basketball using this internet stuff that's going on. And he's like, you're the geek, you know, you got to be able to figure it out. And, you know, I am a geek.
With a $49 radio, a personal computer, and using existing technologies, Cuban and Wagner began AudioNet.com in a bedroom of Cuban's house. What AudioNet did was stream radio broadcasts of sporting events over the internet.
And so we started and started broadcasting from, you know, my house. If I came home after a late night and kicked over the antenna, we'd go off the air. I'd sit there all night talking into the microphone, you know, is anybody listening? Send me an email.
Like a wildcatter bringing in a gusher, Cuban had tapped into a huge market, millions of displaced sports fans who wanted to hear the big game in some distant city. After 4 wildly successful years, Cuban and Wagner sold their company to Yahoo for $5.7 billion. So what does a newly minted billionaire with a lot of time on his hands do? Well, remember that kid in Pittsburgh who wanted to be on the high school basketball team but kept getting cut?
Oh, yeah. That's about as ugly as it gets. Way to get to it, Finn! Finn smelling blood, baby.
No one can cut him anymore. For $280 million, 42-year-old Mark Cuban now sits happily at the end of his Dallas Mavericks bench on the varsity at last.
Shoot it, Stephon! Shoot it, Stephon! Way to do it, Dirk! Way to fight back, baby!
Cuban not only owns the Mavericks, he's their biggest fan. Running up and down the aisles in jeans and a t-shirt, leading the reunion arena crowd in cheers, handing out free tickets to fans with painted faces, like a kid in a candy shop. He puts his email address on the arena's Jumbotron, a giant video screen, and personally answers 400 a day. His style has some around the league saying that Cuban is overly enthusiastic, that he needs to learn a little something about owner decorum. Last summer, Cuban got into a verbal battle with Los Angeles Lakers coach Phil Jackson, who described Cuban as a know-nothing owner trying to buy a championship. Some sports columnists have been less than kind, painting Cuban as a kind of badly dressed billionaire rube. But Cuban's biggest problem with the league has been his interaction with the referees from his courtside seat.
3 seconds! He's still in there!
Man, he threw an elbow, ref!
Cuban is into the game completely, and with the refs, he can be profane and relentless. At a Miami Heat game one night, he infuriated referee Blaine Reichelt so much that Reichelt screamed at Cuban to shut the hell up, and didn't use the word hell either. After one game where a referee's blown goaltending call contributed to a Maverick loss, Cuban had a freeze frame of the moment displayed on the Jumbotron as the fans left. That brought the wrath of NBA Commissioner David Stern.
That's just a no-no. We don't want our teams to show our fans their explicit unhappiness in video.
Stern has already fined Cuban $390,000 this year, an NBA record. He's fined him for the referees, for running onto the court during a fight, for sitting with the photographers. Cuban has in turn criticized Stern and the NBA of being a public relations and marketing dinosaur. Stern says Cuban needs to learn that the NBA doesn't operate like an internet startup.
In fairness to Mark, and we've had discussions about that, he wants to do everything, he wants to do it fast, and he wants to do it in as unrestrained way as possible. And when you're a 50-some-odd-year-old league, you've developed a series of rules, regulations, protocols, whatever, and it's not quite that easy to allow any owner, especially when you have 29, in many cases, billionaires, to just go off and do whatever they want to do.
Howard lobs back toward a Finley who grabs it in mid-flight and rocks the rack with a two-hand tomahawk. Slam dunk. Highlight reel stuff from the flying Finn, who now has 10, 32, 27 Mavericks.
Cuban nice is pouring money into the team. Now everything is first class. Five-star hotels on the road, plush towels and individual DVD players in the locker room. And Cuban has been trading players like a man possessed, throwing in whatever millions it takes to make the deals happen. He's taken high-priced stars who'd worn out their welcome with their old teams, like Juwan Howard and the Washington Wizards, and combined them with a solid core of young talent. Point guard Steve Nash, shooting guard Michael Finley, and 22-year-old German star Dirk Nowitzki, who recalls Boston Celtic legend Larry Bird. And the Mavericks are about to sign the first ever Asian NBA player, 7-foot-1-inch center Wang Zhuzhu. The team is surging with a record of 46 wins and 26 losses, and for the first time in a decade, the Mavericks are going to the playoffs.
Buckner to Finn, down the lane away from Jackson, in deep right hand, lay-in goes! Finley arced it high over Aaron Williams with a leaner.
It's impossible to get a complete picture of any sports franchise without talking to the fans. Joseph Dressman, Jordan Bowman, and Joe Anderson are 11 years old, and according to them, have been following the Mavs for a long time.
For as long as I've probably since I was 3 or 4.
Jordan Bowman gives Mark Cuban's stewardship thus far thumbs up.
He's kind of young, and he's like a kid, and he can do stuff. He's rich, but he does it for the team.
He's rich, but he does it for the team. Joseph and Joe nod in agreement as they hear their friend's analysis. They will not hold Cuban's billions against him if he's spending it in good cause. They've given this subject some thought.
It really depends on what kind of players he's buying. If he's buying, like, the inside guys, you know, that's better. But we don't need any more point guards and off guards, so.
As for Mark Cuban, he says the fines from David Stern will not change his courtside demeanor, and he shrugs off complaints that his free spending ways are bad for the league. Cuban says he bought the Dallas Mavericks for one reason only.
I'm here to have fun. It's a game. You know, I love it. I didn't get into it with the idea that this was going to be, you know, purely a financial investment. I'll be successful at it financially, but, you know, the best businesses are the ones you love.
The NBA regular season is heading into its last lap, then the real action begins. As things stand now, the Dallas Mavericks would face the Utah Jazz in the first round of the playoffs. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.